what's happening in hockey today.
All right, so let's dive into a situation that I'm sure has left a lot of hockey fans scratching their heads.
Yeah.
Especially those Colorado Avalanche faithful out there.
Yeah.
You know, you ink a guy like Ty Fellhaber to a 2-year contract December 15th.
Right.
And there's buzz, there's excitement about the potential he brings. And then just like that, boom, waivers December 18th.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on here? What's the deal?
It does seem a little counterintuitive on the surface,
right.
But it's actually a pretty standard play in the NHL.
Really?
Yeah. When it comes to managing your roster, teams always have to think about contracts.
Oh, yeah.
The salary cap, it's a constant juggling act, and waivers are a really useful tool.
Okay, so for those of us maybe who need a little refresher on waivers.
Sure.
How about a quick breakdown? What are we talking about here?
Absolutely. So basically, a team puts a player on waivers, and it's like they're putting him up for auction.
Oh.
Open to every other team in the league for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Any team can make a claim, and if there's a bidding war, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
The team at the bottom of the standings gets first dibs. Okay, so it's kind of like a mini draft.
Right.
But with players who are already under contract.
Exactly. But there's a twist. If nobody bites during those 24 hours,
yeah,
the original team can send that player down to the minors, the AHL in this case,
okay,
without losing their rights to him.
Gotcha. But that brings me back to my first question.
Sure.
Why sign a guy for 2 years if the plan is to try and slip him through waivers and send him down?
Right.
Seems kind of mixed signals, don't you think? Especially for the player.
Yeah, and that's where it gets a little more complex. Not every player can just be freely moved between the NHL and the AHL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fellhaber's contract probably has some clauses that mean he can't just be assigned directly to the minors. He has to clear waivers first.
So that 2-year deal, it's the Avalanche's way of keeping him in their system.
Exactly. They see something in him right.
Mm.
And they're thinking long term. But maybe he's not quite NHL ready. Or there are other guys ahead of him in the lineup right now.
Okay.
So that explains the 2 years.
Okay. So the 2 years makes sense.
Right.
But I'm still a little fuzzy on why they'd put him on waivers right after signing him.
Yeah.
If they were planning on sending him down to the AHL anyway, why not just do that?
That's where the salary cap comes in. A player's salary only counts towards the cap if he's on the NHL roster.
Right.
So by waiving Fellhaber, the Avs are hoping they can stash his salary in the AHL and free up some valuable cap space. Gives them more room to make other moves.
So it's like a loophole.
It's a strategic move.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it's all by the book. Teams are always looking for ways to maximize their roster and their cap space.
Yeah.
And waivers are a key part of that. Think of it like a really high stakes game of chess. Every move has to be calculated.
Right.
Every dollar matters.
Every dollar.
It's more than a loophole. It's like having a secret weapon.
Yeah.
Especially in the NHL with that hard salary cap.
Yeah.
Every single dollar counts.
You got to be smart about it.
But okay, let's say another team does claim Fellhaber.
Right.
Doesn't that mean the Avalanche? They lose him for nothing.
Yeah.
And that 2-year contract they just gave him?
That's the risk.
Right.
That's what makes these decisions so tough.
Yeah.
Weighing that potential reward of clearing waivers and freeing up that cap space against the risk of losing a player you've invested in.
So it's a gamble.
Oh, it's totally a gamble.
And the odds of winning depend on, I guess, how much of Fellhaber's salary another team is willing to take on.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Do they see him as a guy who can make an impact now or more of a project for the future?
Right. And how desperate are other teams for a player in his position?
It's like playing the stock market.
Yeah.
You're trying to predict, you know, how much value other teams are going to put on a player.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
General managers, they're always scouting.
Yeah.
They're projecting potential, trying to anticipate what other teams might do. It's a high stakes poker game.
Yeah. With rosters and cap space as the chips.
Yeah, and all this is happening while they're trying to win games and make the playoffs.
Exactly.
And ultimately win the Stanley Cup.
And here's where things get even more interesting.
Oh.
Remember, the salary cap disappears in the playoffs.
That's right.
Poof.
Gone.
Yeah.
So a team could, theoretically,
yeah,
load up on guys with big contracts during the regular season.
Right.
Stash them in the AHL to create cap space.
Yeah.
And then bring them all back when the playoffs start. When money doesn't matter.
Exactly. Some teams, that's exactly what they try to do.
Wow.
Maximize their depth. give themselves the best shot at a deep playoff run. It's a risky strategy, though.
How so?
Well, you're basically betting on those guys you stashed in the AHL.
Yeah.
They'll be healthy and ready to go when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
And no guarantee that a guy who's been playing in the minors all season can just jump into the intensity of the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, it's a good point. So it's a real balancing act.
It is.
You want to manage the cap during the regular season.
Right.
But you also don't want to sacrifice too much depth.
Exactly.
Or your chances in the playoffs.
It's a constant juggling act for these GMs.
Yeah.
And waivers are a big part of that.
Uh-huh.
It lets teams adjust their roster all season long.
Yeah.
Deal with injuries, performance slumps. You know, the league is always changing.
So there's way more to this whole waiver thing than it seems.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about cutting players or giving up on them. It's about managing your roster, the cap, all of it.
Right.
Setting yourself up for success now and in the future.
You got it. And that's why understanding waivers can really make you appreciate the game even more.
Right.
It's not just about goals and saves.
Uh-huh.
It's about those behind the scenes decisions that shape rosters and ultimately determine who wins and who loses.
It's like a game within the game.
Yeah.
You've got the guys battling it out on the ice.
Right.
But the GMs are playing their own game of chess.
Ow.
Using waivers is one of their most powerful pieces.
Exactly. And just like chess, every move has consequences.
Yeah.
Some are immediate, some play out over time. It's a fascinating back and forth of strategy.
Right.
Risk assessment.
It's trying to outsmart your opponent.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We've been talking about Phil Haber as if he's just a pawn in this big NHL chess match.
Right.
But he's a real person.
Yeah.
With his own dreams and this whole waiver situation. Got to be stressful for him.
Oh, absolutely. Easy to get caught up in the strategy of it all.
Right.
But we can't forget about the human element.
Yeah.
For a guy like Fellhaber to be put on waivers just days after signing a new contract, that's got to be an emotional roller coaster.
I can only imagine. On one hand, you're excited about the NHL.
Right.
On the other, you're suddenly facing all this uncertainty.
Right.
Where will I end up? You'll like even be in the NHL.
Right.
Could be the AHL, could be a whole different team.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that pro sports, as exciting as it is for the fans, it's a tough business for the players.
Right.
Their lives, their careers are always on the line, subject to decisions from GMs, coaches, and of course, the waiver wire.
And it's not just the player on waivers who's affected.
All right.
It's got to create a weird vibe in the locker room, too.
Ah, for sure.
You're watching your teammate go through this, knowing it could be you next.
Creates this tension, this uncertainty,
right.
Especially for guys who are on the bubble fighting for their spot.
Yeah, it really highlights how competitive pro sports is.
Yeah.
Limited spots.
Yeah.
Anyone can be replaced.
Absolutely.
Makes you realize the NHL is more than just a game.
Yeah.
It's a business.
It is.
But it's also a community of people.
Right.
With their own stories.
Yeah.
Their own struggles.
Their own dreams.
Their own dreams.
Yeah.
And the waiver wire is a part of those stories.
It really is. And often in ways you don't expect.
Yeah.
It's something to keep in mind. When we analyze these moves, not just the strategy, but the human side of it too.
Sure. For sure. So while we wait to see what happens with Phil Haber.
Right.
Let's talk about waivers more broadly.
Sure.
We've covered how teams use it for their rosters, the salary cap.
Yeah.
But what about player development?
That's another huge part of the waiver system.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For a lot of players, especially younger guys, a stint in the AHL can be really valuable.
In what way?
It gives them that chance to really play, you know, hone their skills, adjust to the pro game without that crazy NHL pressure.
So it's kind of like a minor league apprenticeship.
Right.
But specifically for the NHL.
Exactly. And for some guys, it's make or break. Think about it.
Yeah.
In the NHL, a young player might get a couple of minutes of ice time if he's lucky.
Right.
But in the AHL, they could be playing 20 minutes a night.
Wow.
Power play, penalty kill, the whole shebang.
Yeah. It's tough to develop when you're riding the bench.
Right.
Or watching from the press box.
Exactly. And don't forget, the AHL is no joke.
Oh.
It's not just a beer league or something.
Right.
There's a ton of talent down there. Guys fighting to prove themselves to get back to the NHL.
So for a guy like Phil Haber, even if it's a temporary move,
right,
going down could be the best thing for him.
Could be.
Refine his game, build some confidence.
Yeah.
Show the Avs he's ready for the big show.
That's the best case scenario, but you never know.
Right.
Some players shine in the AHL, some struggle.
Yeah.
It all depends on their mentality, their work ethic, how well they adapt.
And I'd imagine it's a mental grind, too.
Oh, huge mental aspect to it. It's got to be tough to get sent down, even if you know it's for your own good.
Yeah.
It takes real mental toughness to handle this life.
Right.
The ups and downs of pro hockey. You got to be able to bounce back.
Yeah.
Stay focused on your goals. Trust the process.
Like a character test, almost.
It is.
The guys who can deal with those challenges, stay positive even when things are rough.
Right. Those are the guys that make it.
Yeah.
The guys you see playing for years.
It's something we forget as fans sometimes.
Yeah.
We focus on the wins and losses,
yeah.
the standings,
right.
the highlights.
Exactly.
But there's all these individual stories behind it all.
Right.
Perseverance, dedication.
And those stories often start
yeah.
or take a big turn on the waiver wire.
Right.
It's easy to forget that this process, it has real impacts on these guys' lives.
Yeah. The turning point.
It is.
Like a crossroads.
For some, it's a setback, a detour.
Right.
For others, it's a chance to prove something.
Yeah.
Come back stronger. And that's what's so interesting about waivers.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of the sport itself.
Uh-huh.
The uncertainty.
Right.
The competition.
Yeah.
Always striving for greatness.
You've given me a lot to think about. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on Fell Harbor now.
I hope so. And remember, this is just one part of how NHL rosters work.
Right, right.
There's always something new to learn about this game.
Well said, well said. I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of NHL waivers.
It's been great being here.
To all our listeners out there,
yeah.
we hope you enjoyed this episode,
yeah.
learned a thing or two, and remember the next time you see a player on waivers.
Yeah.
Don't just think of it as a simple trade.
Right.
Think about the strategy.
Uh-huh.
The risks, the rewards.
Yeah.
The human side of it all.
And who knows, maybe that guy you see on waivers today will be a star tomorrow. Proof that a little detour can sometimes lead you to exactly where you need to be.
Until next time, keep those hockey minds sharp.
You sign the deal, you lace the skates. Dreams of glory, the highest stakes. The crowd is loud, the lights are bright. But shadows form in the edge of the fight. Oh, the rise, the fall, the unwritten page. The hope that burns through every stage. From the highs that lift to the lows that sting. This is the cost of chasing the ring. From every pass to every play, you give your all, no other way. But the waiver wire can call your name and shift your path in this ruthless game. Oh, the rise, the fall, the unwritten page. The hope that burns through every stage. From the highs that lift to the lows that sting. This is the cost of chasing the ring. It's not the fall that defines the soul. It's finding strength to regain control. Through traded dreams and shattered plans, you skate for the chance, you take the stand. The unwritten page. The hope that burns through every stage. from the highs that lift to the lows that sting. This is the cost of chasing the rain.